So we're fortunate to have the Small Business Development Center, you know, located in a, you know, a co-position, you know, federal fund, state fund. So it is part of our economic development effort. And we have a strong program. We probably need more business coaches than we currently have. But a really cool success story was, you know, with some of the CARES Act dollars that the SBDC received, we created a platform called West Virginia Business Link. And early on, I got to know that there were just a ton of resources for small business, for startup entrepreneurs throughout the state, whether it be you know, related to a university or whether it be an innovation center or you name it, a whole bunch of different resources, but no one really knew about them. And so we created this, you know, searchable digital platform that is pretty powerful. I think we have over 145 or 50 members participating in this Business Link platform. And it's really been successful. It's sort of, you know, all my resources at the, you know, push of a keyboard. Secondly, with that same CARES Act money, we created a group of SMEs or subject matter experts who were available to extend the capabilities of our business coaches. So think, you know, cybersecurity protection, think marketing, think web enhancement services, think, you know, human resources and, you know, compliance with, you know, with employment law. And so all those SMEs have, you know, worked on many, many projects with all of the business coaches over the past, you know, 20 plus months. Unfortunately, some of that funding is expiring at the end of the federal year, the end of September next month. And we're looking to try to replace it because it's an incredibly valuable resource that's helped many small businesses and startups throughout West Virginia.